You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and root seller Sue Balcom.
Sue joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the root seller's farm, to talk about food. Sue, thanks as always.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is so much fun, and this is about as public as I get these days.
How far into your holiday baking are you already?
Okay, well, here's the deal. I have to get started like ASAP. I have tons of orders for Pfeffernusse. Mm. And Pfeffernusse are always better when they're aged. So that is on my list of priorities in the next few days to do. And so, speaking of Pfeffernusse and cookies, you know, everybody has to think about what's available this time of year in abundance. And honey is one of those wonderful things that you can get now, and you should always get it from a local farmer.
It tastes better. It really does.
It's better for you to buy local honey, mostly because the bees that are around your property, well, okay, not everybody's property, but my bees eat what's available around my place or around even a central area in North Dakota. And then that way, they say that if you eat local honey, it helps with allergies because the pollen helps you build up your immune system from the pollen that the bees eat.
That's a different subject. So are you trying to pitch immune-boosting Pfeffernusse to us? Is this what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah. There you go. I love that. I'm going to have to do that. But, you know,
let's find a funder for this study.
Right. In addition to that, my grandmother always made honey cookies at Christmas time. Mm. And I posted that recipe online one time, and somebody's like, oh, I thought honey was supposed to be the sugar substitute. This thing has tons of sugar and tons of honey. And I'm like, I know, right?
It's called a cookie.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And they were always perfectly shaped. There's a trick to that, cooking those honey cookies, baking those honey cookies. And those Pfeffernusse, we have too much flour, then they get hard as a rock, not enough flour, and they faint if they're not baked properly. But hers were always perfect, and they had this white, like royal frosting on them and lots of little sprinkles. And they were so good. I don't make them very often, but I was thinking about digging that honey. Somebody gifted me a couple cases of honey that I'm sure that they thought was not good. However, honey never spoils.
Yeah.
It gets crystally and it gets a little dark and colored sometimes, but all you need to do is steam it in a pan with lots of hot water. You know, you can put it in a double boiler, or else when I can something, I have leftover hot water, so I just set it on the rack and warm it up, and then it's perfectly good to use. So I was like, the cost of honey nowadays is very pricey, as you use as much as I do, and so I was just delighted with this gift. But honey and the holidays, perfect combination. There are so many wonderful ways to use honey, like in glazing your ham, your holiday ham. And that's simply making honey and a little bit of corn syrup and maybe a couple spices and some butter mixed up together. And then while your ham is baking, you just go into the oven and brush that baby up. And when it comes out, it'll be just dripping sweet and caramel colored, because like sugar, honey will darken when you cook it. A lot of times that can burn easy, so you kind of have to watch it. But, oh, my gosh. And then, oh, yay. What do you want me to bring for Thanksgiving? Homemade buns. Absolutely. Mm. And then you can make that cinnamon butter with the honey in it for on those buns. That's just so wonderful. And it's fairly simple, too. You just simply whip up some butter. Whip it up, depending on how strong your mixer is, and then add some honey, drizzle honey into it, and mix that thoroughly, and then you can spice it up with cinnamon. I love nutmeg. Nutmeg is my holiday spice.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it's perfect, you know, not only for buns, but like on your squash or whatever else you want to cook that you want to sweeten up and spice up a little bit.
It's also kind of a nice little party favor. Yeah, I've had it given to me, honey butter. It's kind of wonderful to leave the meal with a little gift like that because it keeps on giving.
Well, and that is a tradition that I wonder if people have forgotten about. We never went to anybody's house and still don't without bringing a hostess gift. Of course, we didn't call it that, but that's a good idea. And you can buy these beautiful weak jars, WECK, online at Amazon. They're pricey, but they're so gorgeous. And I think honey butter in one of those would be a wonderful gift for a school teacher, your pastor, you know, somebody that you just want to appreciate, which we are coming up on Thanksgiving, and that's time to be appreciative and time to eat more food, you know, like honey roasted carrots,
yes,
or honey sweetened squash. I actually just dug my carrots not too long ago. I love roasted vegetables and found this recipe for honey roasted carrots, which makes them even better, even though carrots are sweet. So you do it basically the same way, but you use a little bit of honey to glaze again, and bourbon if you want. To glaze them with a brush. Well, you know, honey and bourbon and honey and, you know, it's cold season, right?
Yeah.
And what's better for a sore
These
throat
are great
than honey?
Cold remedies.
Right. Honey and lemon juice, honey and lemon vodka. I don't know. whatever you feel, you know, okay with doing. So, but you should.
If we're all
always
working from home and you don't have to, drive. I'm kidding.
Hey, that is an advantage to that, isn't that? Yeah. Well, anyway, so there you go. You've got almost something for every meal. You've got your, or every part of your meal. You've got your buns and honey butter. You've got your ham glazed. You've got your carrots glazed. You've got your squash sweetened. You can make the most fabulous salad dressings with honey.
Yeah.
Totally. Yep. Totally, yes, love honey and balsamic vinegar mixed together with a couple spices.
I like a lot of grilled cheeses with honey too.
Ooh,
yeah.
I've never had
that. Does
a
sound good?
Cheese.
Yeah, I could do that.
It is.
Technical question here, Sue. When I make glazed carrots, I usually use brown sugar. If I were using honey, would it be the same process, or is there a different temperature, a different process? I mean, do I just put it on and get it hot?
Yep, that's what I would do. Now, if your carrots are huge, so that they would cook longer than, you know, 20 minutes at a really hot oven gives you a really good crisp vegetable. So if there are large carrots, I would trim them down a little bit or cut them into sticks. I have customers that are looking for those long, skinny carrots, and I grow the fat kind all the time, so I have to cut mine up a little bit. But carrot coins, right? But yes, basically you could do the same thing for that. I've never tried it with potatoes, but I know it works squash really well to do that glazed thing.
And with baking, you use just a little bit less than, it's not quite a one-to-one ratio, right, with sugar?
Actually, there is, yes, you have to kind of like substitute your honey, but since honey is a liquid and sugar is not, you use a little less honey, but you add a little bit more, take out some of the liquids also when you're doing that. And then you lower your oven temperature because honey will burn a little bit faster than sugar. And a little secret here, just add a little baking soda to some of those baking recipes so that you're lightening the load a little bit. You know, the honey is a little bit heavier viscosity wise than sugar would be. And so your sugar in your liquids is lighter than your honey. So then you want to add a little baking soda. That would act as a leavening ingredient in there. And you can experiment a little bit with that. But honey's a pretty powerful sweetener. And I never liked it when I was young. And I don't know what happened because I can drink it now. Whoa. And honey is amazing because there are other honeys that I never knew about till I went down to Savannah, Georgia. And I went to a honey tasting. I had a flight of honey, like you have a flight of beer at a store. And it was so great because there's wormwood honey, which is bitter. And there's tupelo honey, which is unbelievable. Then there's orange blossom honey, and all of these different things that the bees eat change the flavor of the honey. Now we use, you know, sweet clover up here is basically what our bees eat, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you ever get a chance to sample some of those other honeys, they are amazing.
Next week, we're going to talk about the big holiday that's coming up. The one that used to be everybody gathered around the table will probably be a little different this time around. But meanwhile, it's the sweet season, the holiday season. So honey's a great thing to talk about. Sue, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, guys. That's my pleasure. Thank you.